Recorded Books presents Hide and Seeker by Dacre Herman, narrated by Corey Allen.
Chapter 1. Z never should have come back. Not like this. Limp blue balloons and crinkled streamers are tangled around the mailbox at the end of Z's driveway. I adjust my sweaty baseball cap and sigh. Not even the decorations are excited about this welcome home party. A fat gray cloud settles directly above the house. Shadows play across the tattered roof shingles and trails of dirt, like black tears, streak the windows. I shiver as beads of sweat roll down the sides of my hot face. "Justin!" a voice screeches. I spin around. My friend Nia skips down the sidewalk carrying a small wrapped box. "Hey!" She skids to a halt. Her long braids flap out behind her like a superhero cape in the wind. She extends her fist and smiles so her big dimples bite into her chipmunk cheeks. "Hey!" I bump her knuckles with mine. I haven't seen her since we met up for the 4th of July fireworks last week. They're legal in Chattanooga, so the sky was lit up most of the night.
"I love that shirt," she says.
I study my wrinkled Star Wars t-shirt. Most of the design has faded. Only the outline of Darth Vader's helmet and the words "I am" remain.
"Let me fill in the blank. I am happy to see you," she says, with a giggle.
I roll my eyes and point to the box she's holding. "What's that?"
"A welcome home present for Z. New paintbrushes."
She bites the corner of her lower lip.
"It's from both of us. I figure you'd be thinking about other things."
Yeah. My other things list is so long I trip over it when I walk. I shift from foot to foot. Thanks. She stares at something over my shoulder.
"That's the second one I've seen since I left my house."
I turn. A police car cruises down the street. There's been a lot more patrols lately.
"Come on."
She tugs me up the driveway. I drag my feet. We're early. Maybe
404 days, says Nia.
"What?"
"Z disappeared 404 days ago. That's been 1 year, 1 month, and 9 days since we've seen him. That's a long time."
It's still fresh. I didn't think things could get any worse after Z went missing. But 7 days after that, I was proven wrong. I trip over my feet as Nia pulls me up the creaking porch steps. The front door flies open. Mrs. Murphy, Z's mom, stands in the doorway smiling like she won the Tennessee Mega Lottery. She didn't.
"Y'all came. I wasn't sure. Zechariah is going to be so happy," says Mrs. Murphy.
Z's real name is Zechariah Murphy. His mom named him after some prophet in the Bible. We call him Z, because it's easier and sounds cooler. No offense to the Bible guy.
"How are you, sweetie? Your family okay?"
The questions sprint out of Mrs. Murphy's mouth like they're in a 50-yard dash. Nia nods.
"Yep, we're all good. We just got back from our family reunion."
"Was it fun?" Mrs. Murphy asks, running her hand over Nia's long braids.
"Yeah, I got to see my grandma,"
Nia says with a heavy sigh.
"She didn't remember me at first. My mom told me forgetting stuff can happen when you get old."
"That's true," says Mrs. Murphy.
"Well, I don't like it," says Nia. "I wish people didn't have to grow old. My grandma can't even move around that much, but we still had some fun. We played our favorite game, Did You Know?"
"I'm glad you were able to spend some time with her," says Mrs. Murphy.
"Yeah,"
Nia says quietly. Then she smiles. It's not as bright as usual.
"Did you know about 96% of families create cool t-shirts for their family reunions?"
Mrs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?